Good evening. To open our meeting tonight, Lil, will you please announce the first hymn?
Hymn number 157, Jesus' Prayer for All His Brethren, Father, that they may be one, echoes down through all the ages. Nor prayed he for these alone, but for all, that through all time God's will be done. Hymn number 157.
If you would like to follow along with the readings, please go to our website, and on the home page, you will see the link to the live broadcast. Click on that, and you will see the place to click for the Wednesday evening text. That's where you'll find the readings for tonight. The theme for tonight is Love Does Not Judge, and the readings will now be given by Elizabeth from Georgia.
The Bible, James. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother, and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Romans. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doeth the same things. John. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself, and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where art thou, thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Matthew. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. John, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Galatians. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Titus. Speak evil of no man. Be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and Prose Works by Mary Baker Eddy. Our motto should be the Master's counsel: judge not that ye be not judged. Students are advised by the author to be charitable and kind, not only towards differing forms of religion and medicine, but to those who hold these differing opinions. Let us be faithful in pointing the way through Christ as we understand it, but let us also be careful always to judge righteous judgment and never to condemn rashly. You may condemn evil in the abstract without harming anyone or your own moral sense, but condemn persons seldom, if ever. Improve every opportunity to correct sin through your own perfectness. When error strives to be heard above truth, let the still small voice produce God's phenomena. Meet dispassionately the raging element of individual hate and counteract its most gigantic falsities. The moral abandon of hating even one's enemies excludes goodness. Hate is a moral idiocy let loose for one's own destruction. Unless withstood, the heat of hate burns the wheat, spares the tares, and sends forth a mental miasma fatal to health, happiness, and the morals of mankind. And all this only to satiate its loathing of love and its revenge on the patience, silence, and lives of saints. Whoever challenges the errors of others and cherishes his own can neither help himself nor others. He will be called a moral nuisance, a fungus, a microbe, a mouse gnawing at the vitals of humanity. The darkness in oneself must first be cast out in order rightly to discern darkness or to reflect light. Do you love that which represents God most? His highest idea as seen today? No. Then you would hate Jesus if you saw him personally and knew your right obligations toward him. He would insist on the rule and demonstration of divine science, even that you first cast out your own dislike and hatred of God's idea, the beam in your own eye that hinders your seeing clearly how to cast the mote of evil out of others' eyes. You cannot demonstrate the principle of Christian science and not love its idea. Christian science makes no compromise with evil, sin, wrong, or imperfection, but maintains the perfect standard of truth and righteousness and joy. It teaches us to rise from sentimental affection, which admires friends and hates enemies, into brotherly love, which is just and kind to all, and unable to cherish any enmity. It brings into present and hourly application what Paul termed the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and shows man that his real estate is one of blessedness. Love is the principle of unity, the basis of all right thinking and acting. It fulfills the law. We see eye to eye and know as we are known. Reciprocate kindness and work wisely in proportion as we love. To love and to be loved, one must do good to others. The inevitable condition whereby to become blessed is to bless others. But here, you must so know yourself under God's direction that you will do His will even though your pearls be downtrodden. A tender sentiment felt or a kind word spoken at the right moment is never wasted. Love cannot be a mere abstraction or goodness without activity and power. As a human quality, the glorious significance of affection is more than words. It is the tender, unselfish deed done in secret, the silent, ceaseless prayer, the self-forgetful heart that overflows, the veiled form stealing on an errand of mercy out of a side door, the little feet tripping along the sidewalk, the gentle hand opening the door that turns toward want and woe, sickness and sorrow, and thus lighting the dark places of earth. If selfishness has given place to kindness, we shall regard our neighbor unselfishly and bless them that curse us. But we shall never meet this great duty simply by asking that it may be done. There is a cross to be taken up before we can enjoy the fruition of our hope and faith. We should remember that the world is wide, that there are 1,000,000,000 different human wills, opinions, ambitions, tastes, and loves, that each person has a different history, constitution, culture, character from all the rest, that human life is the work, the play, the ceaseless action and reaction upon each other of these different atoms. Then we should go forth into life with the smallest expectations, but with the largest patience, with a keen relish for and appreciation of everything beautiful, great, and good, but with a temper so genial that the friction of the world shall not wear upon our sensibilities, with an equanimity so settled that no passing breath nor accidental disturbance shall agitate or ruffle it, with a charity broad enough to cover the whole world's evil and sweet enough to neutralize what is bitter in it, determined not to be offended when no wrong is meant, nor even when it is, unless the offense be against God. Universal love is the divine way in Christian Science.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and then follow by repeating together the Lord's Prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Bruce, will you please announce the next hymn?
Hymn number 178. Love is life's true crown and glory. Love, the splendor of the light. Truly is God's counsel gentle. Truly all his ways are bright. Jesus knew the law of kindness, healing mind and heart of blindness, and in heavenly wisdom taught holy works of love he wrought. Hymn number 178.
Welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. This is our weekly testimony meeting for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. At all of our meetings and services, we read from the Bible and from the writings of Mary Baker Eddy. People from all over the world have found our church, and we are very thankful for each and every one of you who have found us. We maintain an inspiring and enlightening website, plainfieldcs.com, that is constantly being updated with fresh and timely items to read, study, and listen to. In fact, we have a number of websites in several different languages. Everyone is welcome to look through our websites. They are all free of charge. We will be having a Bible study this Saturday, June 6, 2020, at 10 o'clock in the morning. Be sure to check the church website for the Bible study questions and plan on joining us Saturday morning at 10 o'clock for a lively discussion. On Sundays, we begin at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion and then our church service at 11. Our Sunday school meets every Sunday at 11 a.m. also. The Sunday school is open to children from anywhere. It has its own teleconference number. So if you have a child who does not live in the area and would like to attend, they can attend by telephone. Please call the church to get the phone number, and we will be very happy to welcome your child. And we also have a nursery for infants and toddlers at all our services, so be sure to bring the little ones along too. I will now read from the Church Manual by Mary Baker Eddy, the section entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, St. Paul. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ, who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or suffering, although the generic name of the disease may be indicated. For everyone who gives a testimony tonight, we would ask that you please keep your remarks to within 4 minutes. This will give everyone the opportunity to share their offering tonight. For those who are on the telephone, when you are ready to give a testimony, please press the star button twice on your telephone. Also, keep in mind when you do, we are going to be able to hear you as well as any other sounds that your phone picks up. So we kindly request that you be in a quiet place, and I will call on each of you, one at a time, by name. Our meeting tonight is now open for the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science. Jeremy.
When I first arrived in Plainfield 7 years ago, the best way to describe the state I was in is shell-shocked. I'd just gone through the lowest point in my life. Once I was here, things turned around quickly, and I was able to be helpful, but it is certain that I didn't know enough then to demonstrate Christian Science at all. Because I had practitioner support, however, I was able to learn bit by bit what I needed to be so that I could accomplish what God was directing me to do. A situation came up the other day I knew I had to handle immediately. I got to work writing a watch for it, and as it was coming together, I was also thinking how the only reason I know any of this is because of working with my practitioner. Afterward, when I felt peace on the subject, I had to give her credit for that too. It's fascinating to me to have clarity on this now and be able to see more and more just how much practitioner support has done for me. This all gives me so much more respect for what Mrs. Eddy went through to bring us this science, and gratitude to her for creating the Office of Practitioner. I am very grateful for this church and for Christian Science and for all I've been given and been able to give here in Plainfield. Thank you.
Thank you. Dave from Florida, go ahead, please.
Hi. A few nights ago, I started to feel like I was coming down with something. And with everything that was going on right now, it didn't thrill me. While praying, I remembered something I had read recently. It was about a student of Mrs. Eddy's who had healed a boy who had been hit by a train. Mrs. Eddy asked the student how she had treated the case. The reply was, "I just knew that I could not be mesmerized." Mrs. Eddy responded by saying that the I is all that is involved, and that is all you will ever need to do. So I started holding to that thought that I could not be mesmerized. I can't be mesmerized by all that I am hearing or seeing. God is in control, nothing else. It wasn't long before I was feeling fine. I continue to work with those thoughts whenever I think about what's going on in our country and the world right now. God is in control, and neither I nor anyone else can be mesmerized or hypnotized into believing anything else. I'm grateful for Christian Science, to be a member here, and for the work of the practitioner, and thank you for those readings.
Thank you. Shardy.
Good evening, and yes, the readings are wonderful. Days, before I knew of Elizabeth's readings, I wanted to express my gratitude for learning about love as taught here at this church and demonstrated by our practitioners and fellow workers. This is not wimpy love. It is often tender and tough when needed. The readings tonight express what is in my heart. So I wish to quote from a few of them. From Mrs. Eddy. Meet dispassionately the raging element of individual hate and counteract its most gigantic falsities. The moral abandon of hating even one's enemies excludes goodness. Hate is a moral idiocy let loose for one's own destruction. And then, Christian Science makes no compromise with evil, sin, wrong, or imperfection, but maintains the perfect standard of truth and righteousness and joy. It teaches us to rise from sentimental affection, which admires friends and hates enemies, into brotherly love, which is just and kind to all, and unable to cherish any enmity. It brings into present and hourly application what Paul termed, quote, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, end quote, and shows man that his real estate is one of blessedness. I thought about the prayerful work that is going on for our nation, and that is it is likened to handling the weather, as Mrs. Eddy also taught us. Understanding God's dominion, where nothing is ever out of his control, and this prayer heals the stormy thoughts of humankind, which result in the stilling of the storm completely and finally. Thank you all, and especially to my practitioner for teaching me about real love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joanne, Florida.
Joanne from Florida. Go ahead, please.
What wonderful readings tonight. Thank you so much. A few years ago, my husband and I felt it was the right idea for us to move. So we asked a practitioner for help with finding a right place. We were told that God had a good plan for us and to trust that that good plan would unfold. We were especially interested in another sub-community within our development. However, there were currently no listings available there, and it didn't look as if anything would open up soon. A friend who was a realtor told us of a place that had been on the market the previous year but had not sold and had been taken off the market. She said she would speak to the realtor and see if the owners would be interested in relisting it. We were able to look at the home, and as soon as we entered it, we knew it was perfect for us and made an offer. But 2 days later, the realtor held an open house there, and when we got there, there were already 10 people looking at it, and one couple made a cash offer, which was accepted. I have to admit I was heartbroken and felt that the realtor had done a very unprincipled thing by holding an open house after she knew we were interested. We explained the situation to the practitioner and again were told to trust God. He had a good plan for us and nothing could interfere with it. The next day, we got a phone call from our realtor who told us that the buyer had to withdraw his offer because of an emergency and said if we were still interested, the place was ours. God works in wondrous ways, and this certainly was a result of Christian Science prayer. I'm so grateful to Mrs. Eddy for discovering this science, for all the practitioner help I've received, and for God's infinite love. And I'm so grateful to be here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Luann, New York.
Luann from New York. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for Christian Science and the work of my practitioner that is helping me to rise above my ignorance of God. This new understanding has brought stability and peace into my life and an endless supply of love into my home. It has opened my eyes, softened my heart, and strengthened my resolve to do the will of God. One very powerful statement of which I have come to cherish in my work to maintain poise during times of adversity is this: Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above, Christ Jesus. I'm deeply grateful to God for the life he has given me, and the strength to stand strong. I'm grateful for Mrs. Eddy's inspirational teachings and the love and power in every treatment and prayer that goes out to bless all mankind. I do not say this lightly, and the journey has not been easy. I didn't always feel this way. Before Christian Science, I was angry and openly displayed my discontent, oftentimes robbing others of their peace and security. I was very selfish and ungrateful. I was deeply torn up inside and could not find my way until God led me here to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent, for which I am so grateful for. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Linda.
Much for the readings tonight and the beautiful music. I would like to express my gratitude tonight for our weekly Bible lesson and for all who are working and praying to provide the world this God-directed provision for our instruction and healing. Since January this year, I have been acutely aware of how each week's lesson has been exactly what was needed. Recently, in the middle of the night, I woke up with a stomach ache. I played the audio for the week's lesson, which I'm also very grateful to have. The words washed over me and the truth filled my thoughts. I was healed before the lesson was finished and went back to sleep and woke up fresh, ready to work the next day. I'm very grateful for all the beautiful things that come from this lesson, our classes, and the forum post, and the healings people share that they get from them. I'm very grateful for Christ Jesus' teaching, for Mary Baker Eddy in this church.
Thank you. Gary?
I'm so grateful to be learning more and more about Christian Science in this church. Yesterday, during the afternoon, I started to develop a pain in my abdomen. And after dinner, I went for a walk. And as I was walking, the pain became very severe. It was a sharp pain, and it was very difficult to even walk. And there were all kinds of thoughts coming to me as to what this could be, and what did I do, and all that stuff. And with each of those thoughts, I sent them back and said, no, I'm not going to believe this. God did not send this. I am perfect because God is perfect, and I refuse to accept anything less. So it was quite a mental tennis match going on while I was walking. I had arranged earlier to record part of a book by Martha Wilcox. And as I was walking, I thought, I may not be able to do that. And when I got home, still in extreme pain, I questioned whether it would be wise to even try. But the thought came, I have to try. I have to do this because this is a good book. It's full of healing, it's full of truth, and it will bless somebody. So I packed up the book and I went over to Jeremy's, where the recording took place. And in great pain, I opened the book and I started to read. And it was like the words were medicine to me. In about 5 seconds, the pain left entirely. It wasn't gradual, it was like a switch that turned right off. And I was able to record several pages for a long time without any discomfort. And the pain never did return. It was that quick and that complete. Well, I am so grateful to be a member of this church where Christian Science is taught and practiced correctly. I'm so grateful to Mary Baker Eddy for giving us this science. This experience reminded me of one of my favorite verses in Prose Works by Mary Baker Eddy, where she writes, "Too soon we cannot turn from disease in the body to find disease in the mortal mind and its cure in working for God. And for me, that was the cure. I had to do my work for God, and it did cure." Well, I'm so grateful to be here tonight. Thank you very much for those fine readings. So good to be here.
Thank you. Betty from California. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. Thank you so much for the readings tonight. They were very apropos. Tonight I wish to express gratitude for the watches that we've had over the last several days, covering both the Pentecost and the civil unrest. I thought it was a perfect time for the influx of the Holy Ghost and spiritual inspiration. When I read Saturday's Watch, the thing that stood out to me was the first line, quote, "All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all," unquote. It was as though I had seen this sentence for the first time, even though I've known it as part of the Scientific Statement of Being in Science and Health by Mary Baker Eddy. I saw that infinite mind and its infinite manifestation was all there was, and included all of God's ideas wrapped up in his life, truth, and love, because God is all there is. Like the poem from Tuesday's Watch, God drew a circle that took in all of the universe and destroyed all sense of error as being able to do anything. Very happy to be here tonight.
Thank you. Craig.
So glad Elizabeth gave those readings. Thank you very much. And I want to do gratitude because I've learned here that love can never be overthrown. And in those people that love, they always rise up, and God's plan takes effect. I gratitude in watches that we've been getting, they always seem to put me a step ahead of any trouble, any sort of workings to divide me or others in places I've gone. I was wise to them. One yesterday talks about Christian Science alone can expose, make nothing of malicious minds, poisonous desires for discord within ourselves, with dissension within the church, or violence, division, and lunacy in America. Well, I needed to stand in personal and see that when I saw an air of division or anger, it wasn't me, and I needed to check my motives. If my motives are right, stand, and that they were, and that all would be well. And it gave me this great sense of strength and poise, because no matter what was being argued, I knew my motives were right, and that the situation would resolve, and the understanding would be, by all people involved. And I thank these watches for always keeping me ahead and being alert to be personal and event in turn effective, so we could be useful to God and not part of a problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Carol. I'm usually pretty good at putting things where they belong, but one day last week, every time I needed something, I couldn't find it. When it began to happen again the next day, I realized this was a distraction to keep me from doing God's work. Mrs. Eddy says that when talking to the devil, stamp your foot if you need to. So I did. I told it, I have God's work to do, and you have no power to distract or confuse me or interrupt this holy work. So leave. And that was the end of it. I haven't misplaced anything since. In fact, today I even found two things before I needed them. This was such a good healing and such a good lesson again to stay awake and be aware when things start to cause us trouble. It's just a distraction, and say no. I am just so grateful to Mrs. Eddy and to God for giving us Christian Science, and very grateful for this church where I'm learning every day to practice Christian Science in every corner of my life. Thank you. Bruce.
Well, I also would like to thank Elizabeth for those really wonderful readings that she gave tonight. I had an experience some years ago that has meant a lot to me. It seems like everybody's looking for love, everybody wants it, but how they go about it is sometimes a bit of a different issue. I was with a group of other people, and it just seemed like at this particular time there were just a lot of words and a lot of contention, and no matter what I did or what I said, it just got worse. And I had the fortunate opportunity to talk to a practitioner who was in our church at the time. And he told me, he says, the thing that's needed is divine love. And divine love is here and everywhere and always has been and always will be. And you got to keep that in mind. And when you leave here, why don't you just be quiet for a while and look and see if there isn't some love you can share with somebody else. That was just exactly what I needed to hear. Because once I got myself settled down and quieted, that was took a little work, but thanks to the practitioner's help, it did come about. And sure enough, there was someone there that needed some kind words, and I somehow, by God's grace, found the words to share, and it was much needed. Well, this experience taught me a great lesson, that the love that everybody seeks so much, well, you don't get it by human means, no matter how much you may struggle and devise your methods to get it. But rather, it is always here. And when you obey God, you feel its touch. So that experience meant a lot to me, and I'm so grateful for the help that I got from the practitioner at the time.
Thank you. Lil.
Thank you for those wonderful readings and the beautiful music. I'm so grateful for many healings since coming to this independent Christian Science Church. Those healings include physical, financial, employment, just everything. Several years ago, I had a great healing of a rash on my face, which began to spread. I asked practitioner for help on this, and the practitioner gave me many wonderful truths to hold in thought. One is, this is not from God, and I don't have to have it. Another, there is no law operating but God and His goodness. And from Science and Health, when the illusion of sickness or sin tempts you, cling steadfastly to God and His idea. And then a Bible quotation from Job 22:21. Acquaint now thyself with Him and be at peace. Keeping my thoughts stayed on these, I was quickly healed. I thank God for His healing power and the practitioner for strong, prayerful support. I'm so grateful to Mrs. Eddy for giving us Christian Science, this wonderful way of life. Thank you.
Thank you. Sharon.
Earlier today, I needed to go something up. And I got ready and I said, Father, is this the right time? And I got the thought, have your lunch. And it was supposed to rain and I thought that was odd, but I said, okay, I'm listening and I'm obedient. As I was making my lunch, it started to rain. By the time I finished my lunch and cleaned up the kitchen, the sun was out and the sky was blue. I'm just so grateful to have learned in this church, no matter what you're going to do, ask God. He always has the right answer. There's never a mistake. I'm so grateful to be a member of this church for all that I'm learning in this church and all the practitioner help. And thank you for the beautiful readings.
Thank you.
Florence.
Florence from Georgia. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth, for the beautiful healing message tonight. A short testimony from California. She says, I had a lot of blank note cards that I was going to get rid of, but it was like God telling me not to every time I tried. I kept taking them back. I thought maybe I was supposed to write more notes on them or something. I was trying to figure out why God wanted me to keep them. I finally gave in and decided since I had to keep them, because I was getting a bad feeling every time I tried to dispose of them, that I would put them in a nicer box. When I took them out of the box, there was my lost earring, which I had prayed about, knowing that nothing is lost from the all-knowing mind. I am so glad I got it back and very happy that I heard God's voice. Tonight, I'd like to express my gratitude for something you read in the readings now about how we should go forth into life. And this particular part always rings so true to my heart. It says, with an equanimity so settled that no passing breath, no accidental disturbance shall agitate or ruffle it. Equanimity from Webster's 1828 says, it is evenness of mind, the calm temper or firmness of mind, which is not easily elated or depressed, which sustains prosperity without excessive joy, and adversity without violent agitation of the passions or depression of spirits. The great man bears misfortunes with equanimity. It reminds me of the admonition to remain, maintain our poise no matter what, because it proves our certainty and confidence of God with us, that His allness is here, and in that calmness, we can hear His voice and know that we are on the side of all power. Mr. Kimball, Edward Kimball, one of the early workers, has recommended simpler treatments since the labored ones can make a reality of a lie. In one of his lectures, a writer refers to a statement that Mr. Kimball made, which says that error says, "I am afraid of the destructive calm of one who knows that I am nothing." This is such an imperative point for all of us. I've learned to live this because error's chief blow, as Mrs. Eddy says, or what kills it, is one's realization of its nothingness and its powerlessness. I pray that we all, especially now, walk with such equanimity to help ourselves and to bless those who may observe our example. I'm so grateful for all the teachings from Science and Health, shining a light, a bright light, on the Bible and its guidance for all mankind. Happy to be here tonight.
Thank you. Mary.
A few things to read tonight. First, a couple of short letters. The first, Ohio. Dear Plainfield Church, I am so grateful for all the Plainfield Church provides toward our growth through a better understanding of God and Christian Science. And then San Francisco. Dear church members, thank you for all that you do, witnessing to the world and helping people like me. And then this is the church website bulletin board from California. Good morning. Today the round table was nourishment to keep me right, so easily distracted by the world, but mostly my own opinions and attitudes. Lately, if I feel fear, I think, the only law is harmony, the only time is now. I love this daily treatment and the Blue Book. Thank you for every effort you make. And then this from Massachusetts. Listening to the meeting through the media provided is a precious gift. I am very grateful. The readings on right motives and the comments at the end, this was from, I believe, last week's Wednesday service, brought me to ask what truly is the reason for my asking for prayerful support. Yes, in humble honesty, it is to feel well and be able to freely move about. But the other part is to, with all my heart, know God aright, and to know who I really am. I feel like I am beginning anew with so many footsteps to take. The understandings behind the testimonies were deep. Studying so intently and praying from new awareness, I am so very grateful to have been most unexpectedly led to the Plainfield Church Independent website. I am grateful for all the love and daily work completed so that all can reach out and be touched by the power of divine love, God. For the loveliness of those sharing testimonies this evening, for the readings, for the selection of the readings, and for the hymns. I am also grateful for a practitioner and the practitioner's heart, for Mrs. Eddy, for those who were close to her and shared their lessons learned so that we might follow. And I am grateful to God, Spirit, the divine love lighting the way. Blessings abound. And then this testimony from California. the Wednesday night meeting, I believe last week, was again a beautiful spiritual unfoldment of ideas. There was so much to take away. All spoke to me, but one in particular hit home. The testimony about the length of time it takes for a demonstration was so lovingly communicated. Sometimes it is fast and other times slow. I appreciated the thought that we should never be concerned about the length of time. Mortal mind would want to make us think that if a change doesn't happen quickly, we are doing something wrong and to be embarrassed by lack of an immediate result. When I found the Plainfield Church, there were some issues in my life which needed handling, and I had tried working on them myself over years, but with little success. It was difficult to ask for help from anyone, reveal failures, or open myself up to judgment. In talking to my mother one afternoon, she said, "Why don't you contact a practitioner?" That age-old thought that I could handle it on my own came. But then I later realized that this was a directive from God and that I needed to follow through and be obedient. So I tried something new. I called one of the Plainfield practitioners, and that was the start of my present journey. The journey that is taking time but is turning my thinking around and drawing me closer to an understanding of my Father's presence, power, love, harmony, and joy for me. Thank you for that affirmation last night that is in line with one of my very favorite nighttime prayers from Mrs. Eddy. Father, Mother, good, lovingly I seek, patience, meek, in the way thou hast, be it slow or fast, up to thee. Thank you, Plainfield Church, for your presence, members for working to make the present seen and heard, practitioners for the love and nurturing support provided to all who ask. I'm very grateful as well for this beautiful healing service tonight, those beautiful readings. I'm grateful to Mrs. Eddy and Christian Science, where we are taught here. She had once said we could read the Sermon on the Mount every Sunday because it is so full and so important. And what do we learn in that Sermon on the Mount? What was read tonight, that we do not judge others, and that we love others as we would, or do unto others as we would have them do unto us. These are rules and laws of the universe, and when we follow them, we are happy, healthy, well, and when we don't, we're miserable. So I'm grateful for that clarity and for what she's taught us to keep it simple like that. And certainly we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, and that is the truth about God's creation. I was also taken with what Florence mentioned in miscellaneous writings, taking offense, and it was read from Taking Offense, Mrs. Eddy's article. And a little farther down in that, she says, with a charity broad enough to cover the whole world's evil and sweet enough to neutralize what is bitter in it. And I would often ask myself, do I have that charity that's broad enough to cover the whole world's evil and sweet enough to neutralize what is bitter in it? It's quite a thought and a challenge, because if we can get into that wonderful state, just to wrap this world in love, it will do tremendous things. And I thought, too, of Carpenter, Gilbert Carpenter, who worked in Mrs. Eddy's home. He would say in the evenings, Mrs. Eddy would go out on her porch on the swing she had out there, and she would spend time out there praying for the world. And he said that when he would go out there to say goodnight to her, that the love that radiated from her was just almost so overwhelming, it would bring tears to his eyes. And he knew what she was doing, and this is what she was doing. She was giving that love that was broad enough to cover the whole world's evil and sweet enough to neutralize what is bitter in it. And it was spoken tonight about our watches. And this is what our watches are about: to neutralize the bitterness in this world so that people feel the love of God. That it is a tremendous healing power. And as we do this, it's as if we bring everything back into focus as to what God has created, because some of what we see on the news is certainly not what God created. It has no part in it. So I'm so grateful for this. I'm grateful that there were students in Mrs. Eddy's home. She taught them these things. She taught them how to pray, how to watch, how to handle the weather. And they taught others in turn. People talk about practitioner help. Well, that's what this is all about. I learned what I learned from a practitioner. My practitioner learned from her practitioner. It's an apprenticeship of how to do this healing work. And it is an amazing, wonderful thing that God has given to us all, this practice of Christian Science. I'm so grateful to be with you here tonight, and God bless you all.
Thank you. To close our meeting, Linda, will you please announce the last hymn?
Hymn number 339. There are none friendless, none afraid, the saving truth who know. Their shining path leads from the shade, and up to light they go. Hymn number 339.